Have you ever wondered why at Mass, when the priest prays standing here at the altar or standing at his chair, anytime the priest prays, he has his hands lifted up? Why do I do this when I'm praying? Why don't I just pray like this or pray with my hands in my pockets? Why do I pray like this? Were you listening to the first reading? That's the answer. That's where this comes from. Thousands of years ago, when Moses, the leader of the Israelites, goes up on a hill to oversee and to intercede as the Israelites are in a battle with the Amalekites, this other nation. Moses is up on the hill, and the scripture says in Exodus, that first reading, as long as Moses kept his hands up in prayer, the Israelites had the better of the fight. But over time in the battle, his hands start to get tired. And when his hands fall down, the Amalekites have the better of the fight. And so eventually they get him a rock to sit on, and they get two guys to prop up his arms so he can keep his hands up in prayer. And eventually Israel wins the battle. This posture is known as the Orans position, O-R-A-N-S. Orans is a Latin word that means praying. It's the praying posture. And again, it's deep in the both Jewish and Christian prayer tradition. In the Psalms, in the Old Testament, there are Psalms that speak about lifting up your hands in prayer to God. In some very early Christian artwork from the early centuries of the church, you have pictures of Christians with their hands lifted up in prayer. It's a praying posture. And what's so cool is that when we come to Mass, the priest is like the Moses of his day, the leader of the people. And it's my job as a priest to come up here on the mountaintop. That's why the sanctuary is always elevated in a church, up on steps, so you can see, but also there's a symbol there of the mountaintop and the priest. I'm here on the top of the mountain, and I'm up here with my hands lifted up in prayer. Why? Because I'm praying for you. That's my job, is to pray for you down there in the battle. Now, you're not in a physical battle here. We're not talking about a war, but we're talking about the spiritual battle. The battle against sin, the battle against temptation, the battle for holiness, the battle for truth, justice. I'm up here praying for you, interceding for you. That's why I have my hands lifted up in prayer. All of us are called to be a Moses from time to time. To be someone who lifts up their hands in prayer in a symbolic sense. Some Christians, you can pray like this if you want. So I know Christians like to pray like this when they sing or they pray. That's perfectly all right. But all of us are called to be a Moses from time to time, to stand and intercede for other people who are in a battle. Every single one of us here knows somebody in a battle right now. In a struggle, in a difficult time in their life. Every single one of us knows at least one person. And it's quite possible for that one person, God is calling you to lift up your hands in prayer on the mountaintop and pray for that person every day. Maybe you're a parent, and maybe it's for one of your kids who's just having a tough time. Maybe it's for your spouse. Maybe it's for one of your parents. Maybe a parent who's old or aging or struggling with an ailment. Maybe it's a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a classmate, whatever. We all know someone who's in a battle. Maybe it's someone who just lost a loved one and is grieving deeply. And your job is to go up on the mountaintop every day and lift up your hands in prayer and pray for that person. Intercede for them in the battle they're going through right now. In the gospel, Jesus tells this parable to encourage us to not be weary in our prayer, to keep interceding and asking God for the things that we need, Even when it seems like, God, are you answering my prayers? Nope, keep going, persevere. Like Moses, keep those hands up. Don't let them drop down. Keep them up, keep interceding, keep praying. Who is God calling you to be a Moses for tonight? Who's in a battle right now that you know that you love, that you need to lift up your hands and pray for tonight? As we come to the altar tonight to receive the Eucharist, I want us all to think about that person or persons in our lives who we need to intercede for in a special way, to lift up our hands in prayer for. What a powerful thing it is to pray for those whom we love. Jesus encourages us, don't stop doing it. Keep doing it. Let's ask for the grace tonight that we would be faithful in being the Moses that God has called us to be for certain people who are in some kind of a battle. Trusting that our prayers for those people, as we lift up our hands in prayer, those prayers are so, so powerful. Keep your hands up. Don't stop.